Good morning from Berlin. It's Julia Fidel speaking again. I am your tour guide through today's busy schedule at Berlinale's industry event. And today I'm especially intrigued, of course, as it is series day at the industry sessions. So we're looking a little more into the very dynamic TV market. And I'm pleased to welcome Scott Roxborough from The Hollywood Reporter for this. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Julia. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, and I hope you are doing well too, as you are also now having day three of the industry event. And my first question to you is going to be, how has it been for you so far? And now that we are at the peak, what do you think will be the peak titles of this edition?
Yeah, I mean, it's been, I think, for all of us, a very strange Berlin this year. I'm not sure about you, but I've been basically sitting on my couch the whole time, watching movies, watching series, and then in between doing endless Zoom meetings and interviews with mainly industry people, so sellers and buyers and producers and financiers. I guess it's all fine. The movies have been quite good, actually, but it's not something I'm really looking forward to repeating. So hopefully this will be the first and last time that Berlin has to do this.
Yeah, no more home shopping European film festival.
Yeah, exactly. That would be nice. When it comes to actually the titles and the films, it's been, so far it looks like a pretty good market, which didn't necessarily surprise me, because we've had like virtual markets in Cannes at the AFM, and they went from a business side of view, went pretty well. In terms of the best titles, I mean, even before the market started, Film Nation sold out on its new film, Red Rocket, which is a Sean Baker film. He's the guy who did the Florida Project, and this is his new film. And they were going to bring it to the Berlin market. They presented it and so forth. And it basically sold out last week before the market officially started, with Focus Features taking most of the world on that. Berlin's usually the sort of big pre-sales market for films that haven't actually been made yet, but are sort of getting their financing from buyers around the world. And I mean, there's been a lot of them. Film Nation has another one, In the Lost Lands, which is Paul W.S. Anderson, the Resident Evil guy. He's doing a new film, sort of it's based on George R.R. Martin, the Game of Thrones guy.
Yeah,
one of his stories. Big movie. Looks interesting, though. It looks like maybe it'd be too big for the independent market. It might go to a streamer or to a studio. Those are two of the bigger sort of pre-sale titles. When I look at the stuff that's in the festival, that's sort of on offer, I really like the German films, and I've heard a lot of good things about them. Beta Cinema has two films which are in competition: the Maria Schrader film, I'm Your Man, which I really, really liked. Dan Stevens playing a German-speaking love robot. Really, really nice film. Very funny, sort of.
Excellent, right? He's so excellent in this role.
And I mean, you can say yourself, his German is phenomenal. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Too many talents for one man. So that film, I think, is going to sell and sell well. And I really like Daniel Brühl's film. Daniel Brühl has his directorial debut called Next Door, Neben an, which is the Austrian-German writer Daniel Kehlmann wrote the screenplay for. And it's sort of a meta take on his own life, where he sort of plays a character which is basically the same as Daniel Brühl, except he's sort of nastier and meaner. And he is confronted by a neighbor played by the amazing Peter Kurt. And I talked to Daniel Brühl about the film last week, and he was saying, you know, he wanted it set up like a Western, but instead of dueling with pistols, they duel with words. I think it was a great film, very, very entertaining, very small movie. It's like more like a stage play than a big film. But I think it could do really, really well. I think it's entertaining. Daniel Brühl is a huge star, obviously, worldwide. And it's kind of the little movie that you could fit into theaters if theaters are open, but it would work very, very well, you know, going on a streamer or going somewhere else. So those are at least two German films that I think will do very, very well out of this market.
Sounds really great and so good for the German market. And now that you've already spoken about streamers, what would you say is your take on the market for TV content? Who is buying and what are they buying?
Well, I mean, that's the one sort of bright light in the sort of very dark pandemic storm, is that the streamers have been doing, of course, incredibly well, and it's sped up the expansion of these big studio-driven streamers. So, of course, we always had Netflix and Amazon Prime for quite some time. Disney already launched before the pandemic, but really did well during it. But now all these new series of streamers, the CBS's, Paramount Plus, HBO Max from Warner, they're all coming onto the market and expanding incredibly quickly. And they're buying like crazy. HBO Max, I mean, I think is just calling every European buyer, a European seller with a big catalog and saying, give me all of it. And here's a check. It's in some ways, I think, is holding up the European market in a lot of ways, which of course was so badly hit by the lockdowns. They're buying, and they're buying a lot of very interesting things, sort of non-English language content, more art house films, not just sort of, you know, genre or English language. Because of the rules within Europe in terms of content on streamers, they have a sort of quota system where you have to have at least 30% of your catalog on a streaming service in Europe has to be of European origin. So that just means by necessity, these new companies that are rolling out these services around the continent here, they have to buy up a lot of things or make it themselves. I mean, HBO Max is going to probably start making a lot of their own stuff. Disney has already announced they're going to make a bunch of European series. So you're going to see a lot of that happening. But at the moment, it's just a great time for anyone who has, you know, European content on offer, because every streamer wants it and they're willing to pay fairly high prices to get it.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds like a very exciting time for TV producers and series creators. And so what would you say, which series at the moment are generating the strongest buzz?
Of course, we talked about the series at the Berlinale series, the small selection that you guys have made. That's always great. I mean, I really love the Berlinale series. I think it's one of the few sort of new TV festivals that have been brought out in the last couple of years that really worked, because the concentration is just on quality as opposed to who made it or what country it comes from or so on, as you see in some other of these presentations. And so almost every series that's on that list of whatever it is, six or seven, is really, really good. And I think will find its way to the international market. Maybe Russell T. Davies' HBO series, It's a Sin, which is set in Britain in the 1980s, in London in the 1980s, just as AIDS is starting to hit, of the gay lifestyle there. That's a phenomenal series. HBO has it in a lot of places, but everywhere else it's going to quickly sell out. That's, I think, just obvious. It's a phenomenal show. I'm a real big fan of the David Schalko series, Me and the Others. It's called German language series. And Schalko is Austrian. He did Braunschlag, Altes Geld. I'm a huge, huge fan. He's maybe an acquired taste, like a lot of Austrian things are an acquired taste. I think this show could do quite well. It's Sky has it in Germany, and NBC Universal, because they own Sky now, are selling it worldwide. I hope it finds an audience. I think it probably will. I mean, given, as I was saying, what streamers are doing in terms of buying up international content, non-English language content, I think as long as stuff is good, there's no niche too small. So even sort of odd, disturbing Austrian dark comedy, which is sort of what he does, that it has will find an audience now, and I think the streamers are recognizing it and are going to jump and buy it.
Let's hope for that. Well, thank you so much for sharing your insights with us, dear Scott. And now let's hear from Katharina Brehm. What's not to miss today? So, Katharina, what can we expect from the digital event of the Berlinale series market?
We kick off the day with Russell T. Davies, who has his new show, It's a Sin, in the Berlinale series lineup. That will be quite exciting.
Very good. And what is another highlight that you're looking forward to? You told me about Mauricio Mota visiting you.
Yes, we have a session with Mauricio Mota, the producer of the longest-running Hulu series East Los High, and he will talk about social impact storytelling.
Very nice. And then I heard something about exciting numbers, which are part of your content strategies.
Indeed. What are broadcasters and streamers looking for? That's a question we ask in our content strategies talk. We first hear Guy Bisson diving deep into numbers, and trust me, it's exciting. And then we hear the perspective of top-notch executives. So stay tuned.
I'm very excited to hear who these people are, but I heard that you are keeping this a little secret from me, so everybody has to check it out. And what about the Germans? What are we hearing from Germany and new series?
We have our very popular session, upcoming series from Germany, where we present brand new series and see exclusive scenes straight from the set and hear talks with the creators. Our four highlights this year in this session are Terra Vision from Netflix, Wild Republic from Magenta TV, Para from TNT Serie, and last but not least, Blackout from Join and Sat.1.
That all sounds really exciting. Thank you, Katharina, and I hope we all have a lovely day.
Enjoy the day.
That's it for your morning brief. Just one last thing. We have another long episode in store for you. This one is called Transforming Storytelling Together, Nostradamus 2021. And as the title suggests, it is about the future of the screen industries just beyond the pandemic. The author of the report, media analyst Johanna Koljonen, presents her key insights, and she discusses them with producer John Givar Amu, who had his film The Road's Not Taken at last year's Berlinale, and now, 1 year on, he reflects on work in our new reality. I highly recommend listening to this, and now I hope you enjoy the many events of the Berlinale Series Market Day. And I'll take some extra seconds to thank the Series Market's main partner, Film- und Medienstiftung NRW, and we are also supported by Medienbord Berlin-Brandenburg. There is a whole series of content strategy talks to enjoy today, one of them with producers Christophe Riandet and Rike Ennis, and one with the creator of The Queen's Gambit, Scott Frank, which we recorded the morning after his Golden Globe win. So let's see if he looks as fresh as you must do ahead of your day 3 at the EFM Industry Event 21.